Hey, Ricky. It's me, Cal. Just want you to know I got your back, bro, no matter what. There's something I want to get off my chest. And it's about that summer when you went away to community college. I got an offer to do Playgirl magazine. And I did it. I did a full spread for Playgirl magazine. I mean spread, man. I pulled my butt apart and stuff, and I was totally nude, and it was weird. I mean, you probably didn't hear about it because I went under the name of Mike Honcho, but I just wanted you to know that, if you could hear me, if it got into your brain somehow, that I spread my butt cheeks as Mike Honcho.
I have had, and I'm not kidding, the most perfect morning of my life. The breeze coming through the window and the birds are singing, the sun is shining, and I just took the most incredible dump. I mean, I haven't had one like that since, I believe, Reagan was in the White House.
You got no discipline, you got zero fucking initiative. You're just too pathetic for words, you're a fucking loser, and you fucking know it.
Thank you for being a friend and a co-host.
Thank you.
I want to welcome everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement on www.fcac.org/EBR. You can find archives at the show at myspace.com/jpapageo, like a true professional. And God, what else is there to announce webpage-wise? Oh, the webcomic is back. www.dirtytishus.com. Please do not type in dirtytishu.com.
Does that actually go to a real site?
Oh, yeah.
Is it gay porn?
It ain't a comic, brother. I'll say that.
What is it?
It's a porn, one of those like Hun type things, porn link collections.
Okay. But it's not like men J-O-ing into
tissues. No, it's straight porn. I'll give it that. In fact, let me check right now. And may I just say we have Leo filming. Leo, you might want to turn the camera for a second. Nah, dirtytissue.com is having some issues booting up.
That's a shame.
Yeah. No, wait, here it comes. Recommended sites are, well, I will say nothing because Leo is filming this for Leo is panned away. For those listening at home, Leo is taking a class at the same place where I took the radio class, FCAC.
Which also happens to be the same place we broadcast from.
Exactly.
Is that not true? Oh, it is.
No, it is. How does that work out? I am puzzled. But he is, what is this, Leo, a final or something like that? Hell, I'll put you on mic for a second. Speak into the machinery, sir.
Prepare for a D.
Yeah, prepare for an F.
Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't get it while I was filming.
Okay, no worries. So, yeah, we are not going to scour MILFHunter.com or Dirty Tissue or whatever.
Can we curse and stuff?
No. We never even cursed on air. Why are you even asking that?
Oops. Silly question. Well, never mind.
What's admissible? We don't have anyone on a dump button, you fool. This goes out. I mean, especially, God, your calls last week, Leo. Those were, I didn't even want to censor those. They were just too good.
I'll be back.
All right.
We've already driven Leo from the studio.
That's a shame. Okay. Who does that piece of ass Golden Girls song anyway? Do you know? Is anyone famous?
Linda Ronstadt.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just thought it'd be funny.
No. I didn't know she did that. What was that song called? You're No Good.
You're No Good. Yeah. You're No. How do you even know that song?
I actually like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought. Yeah, I like.
I mean, I guess it's a cover. I think it's probably like an old jazz.
I dig it
tune.
When you enjoy normal music. It's a treat to me.
No, because we played it in I played guitar for show choir or whatever. Uh-huh. So that's how I knew it. And like I heard a bunch on the radio recently. Like I like the outro for whatever reason.
Okay, I'll have to listen. I can't say I've heard much of it. The most Linda Ronstadt I know is from the Simpsons episode, Mr. Plow.
Where she's the Mr. Plow jingle.
Yeah. Hey, Leo's coming back. We'll keep it clean this time.
Oh.
So yeah, I wanted to have done a soundboard by today.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, okay.
It did not get done. It'll get done tomorrow while I watch me a little Nasky, drink a little Miller Lite, and get it your way so you can actually learn where the keys are and everything. For those, I mean, everyone I think has heard prank calls using soundboards by now where it's, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger from Kindergarten Cop, like ordering pizza or something like that. And I wanted to get one done with our own little dirty sound bites. I think I was driven to it by Bad Santa, which, God, I love to death. And I know Will's a fan, too.
No, that's definitely one of those, like, underground movies that doesn't get its due.
Like Office Space.
I was just going to mention that, but it's not even as well-liked as Office Space, I would say.
Yeah, but do you know it was a much bigger box office hit, man? It made like yeah, 60
I could
mil
see that,
because
it probably came out on Christmas weekend, so, you know, like,
yeah.
No one had stuff to do, so.
Leo, off microphone Leo, what is your opinion on good old Bad Santa?
My parents liked it, I liked it. I saw the movie at the movie theater with them.
So,
like on Christmas Day or whatever?
No.
Oh, okay.
Leo went out to the theater. Since Leo's off mic, you can't hear much of him. He went out, he saw the movie. But yeah, I'm going to say I was initially repulsed, like I thought it was just a shock type thing. And much as I am dirty to my core.
You say that like it's bad.
Yeah, but I like something to have a little more shtick to it than just shock, but I'll
no,
be
no, what you're saying.
It's really well executed.
No, so, it's I mean, got something to it, and like the shock is fairly shocking, so it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Any movie that shows adults like
really
being cruel to
kids.
Children,
I know,
A-okay
it's always
in
a
my
treat.
Book.
But I do have a couple sound bites. They're not exactly queued up, but nice. I'm just randomly going to play about four or five of them. For those who haven't heard anything from the movie... Come on, where is
it? I am not gay.
There you go. You have I am not gay, speaking of Office Space, uttered by Samir from Office Space.
Oh, so we're not coming through the monitor.
What now?
We're not coming through the monitor.
No, monitor definitely kills all the sound bites, which I learned right before the show. It'd be really fun if you had headphones, Will. If all the headphones in the building hadn't been stolen by the class next to us. You can probably hear us through the sound.
Oh, that's
glass.
The class?
That's the class.
Damn dirty immigrants. It's like three people. It's not a class. Oh.
I want you to also count for me, Will. How many are on headphones right now? How many sitting pairs of headphones do you see?
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0. 0 people are using headphones right now.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the headphones on the damn desk sitting there.
Hold on. For clarification's sake, the headphones that were denied me...
are sitting on the GD table.
By the instructor that I practically had to fillet to get one pair out of so I could even hear callers and sound bites.
Which one is that? The Rock on Donuts?
Yes. Excellent call. Don Juan DeLardo.
That your teacher?
No, I had some scrawny white dude who was a nice enough guy. I forgot his name. He borrowed a CD from me, never returned it, but still good in my book.
What CD?
The Best of Richard Cheese, which Allison burned for me.
Oh, so it wasn't like an original one you'd paid for?
No, God, no. Oh, I had a raised hell for that. It was just some burn. I could have cared less.
Yeah, Richard Cheese, I'm never like, let me just download his stuff.
Yeah.
Plus it's not
that
funny.
The first few times I ever did this class, Leo's not even filming anymore, but we can still do the plug for the station, I guess. The first times I did this, I had to intro songs.
Right.
Because they teach you like your normal DJ.
Okay.
And so I introed like Richard Cheese and like Richard Pryor and Bruce McCullough. And
where you
comedy.
Like talk over the instrumental part and
yeah,
segue
exactly.
Right into the vocals.
Half five, 3:15, everybody. There's a little Richard Cheese in your eye. And then you cue the CD and bam, there it goes.
Nice.
But yeah, hold on.
The stuff I don't like about him is that like the music isn't similar.
No,
to
it's
the
just
original.
Pure lounge act. Yeah.
Yeah, like it'd be good if he like loungeified, you know, the original music, you know what I'm saying, so it actually sounds like it. Like he's doing that Rage Against the Machine style cover where the music resembles the original in no way.
Yeah, I'm going to go on YouTube right now to play a little Richard Cheese. Okay.
I like the Sickness cover from, whatever, what the hell is it called? Dawn of the Dead. That was pretty good. And his Baby Got Back version's alright, too.
All right, hold on. Oh, I have to log in for it. Hell with that.
Because it's so mature.
Yeah.
For which one, the sickness or Baby Got Back?
Sickness.
What the hell?
Okay, here's Richard Cheese doing Down with the Sickness.
Nice.
And it is Dawn of the Dead, like you guys said.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
And I'm enjoying it through my non-existent headphones right now.
Oh,
through
having fun just imagining it.
Oh, that's obnoxious. So now he's going wah-ah-ah.
Narrate it for me, please.
It is, yeah. There's a snapping, Will. There's a snapping.
Jazzy snap.
We've cut to the main part now.
See, I wasn't pissed off until you told me that that was the class next door, and then I see them not using the effing headphones.
What did South Park teach us about the immigrants? They took our jobs!
They took our jobs!
Now they took our headphones. So now Will lives in a headphoneless world. In radio. In radio, for God's sake.
And I'm looking at a bunch of laughing, fat Hispanic women. Like, ah, ha, 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 those silly Blancos.
Exactly. It looks like they should be cleaning the station. Wait, who said that on air? But, yeah. So, well, I'll
the headphoneless gringos.
Yeah, exactly. El no headofono.
EL Negro.
Your soul is dog.
That means end the
every
black.
Single
for those of you who don't habla Espanol.
Hold on. You were talking over a soundbite, which you couldn't even
hear.
Yeah,
which I didn't know was playing.
Oh, my God. I want to play a touch more bad Santa. What do we have? The three Bs. I'm going to play the three Bs. Leo, you're going home?
Yeah, I have to go to that.
Oh, I thought that was before the show.
It's before and during and after, but I'll probably go to JD's barbecue too.
So okay, so we'll see you there. All right.
More booze.
I was going to say, did you sample the I'll be dipped in dog ass?
No.
That's a pretty good line, too.
No, I did not
sample that.
Like
when he sees them, like, wave them down before they kill him.
Oh, Bernie?
Yeah, he's just like, I'll be dipped in dog ass.
Oh, Bernie has some great lines in it. I mean, Bernie's amazing in it.
The part where he's getting the pedicure, too, he's like, no, not that stuff. Yeah, give me the good stuff.
What I love at the end, he does scream at the pain. He's like, get in there, baby girl. Come on. You ain't going to break it. And he's like, ah! Right at the end. Kills me. So, Will, I know you are not into many or any sports, would you say?
At this point, none. I mean,
none whatsoever.
When I was a kid, I was. And... like, if a team from D.C., mm-hmm. like, actually did something, I'd be kind of psyched. You know, like, if the Redskins got
didn't
in the Super
suck,
Bowl.
Yeah,
or the Nationals are in the World Series, something like that. But
okay.
I mean, aside from that, no.
Yeah, you know
I don't watch
to
sports.
You know the local sports teams and all that is good.
Yeah. No, I'm actually, because I remember, like, all the names from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there have been so few expansion teams that I've... learned those.
What the hell did you break?
Just some film canister I was playing with flew out of my hands.
Nice.
But
so you're aware, I know you do the net news thing, you go on MSN and all that crap a lot, you're aware that there is the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, March Madness, all that
March
crap.
Madness, exactly.
And
now,
I saw, I guess, Mason got knocked out, or was
already,
it George, what's it, Georgetown?
No, Georgetown kicked ass. They were like a top seed, pretty much. Mason,
why is it seed and not seat? I don't get that.
You know, I
that's one of those things you always hear, and I thought it was seat until you see it, like, written.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the hell?
I literally had that talk with Mom, like, last week. In
really?
Fact, I thought it was, like, spelled differently from normal seed, like S-E-A-D.
S-E-A-D or something.
Yeah. I thought it had, like, a fancy spelling, but no, it's just seed. Yep. Like, seed across your face on
exactly.
DirtyTissue.com. But, yeah, I'm a little more into sports than you, I'd say. Like, I'll actually watch some football.
Yeah.
I will, lately I've been dabbling with NASCAR.
Average white American male.
Pretty much, just trying to get into the dirtiness. But I can't care for college sports, I don't know why. I think just because they're not that good on average. The kids still suck in a lot of ways.
That, and it's like, I don't know what you think about it, I guess you'd be pissed. Because it's just like kids who, when you were in college, were your age, and then now are younger than you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
On
oh,
national
that,
TV,
dude,
you're getting, like,
the average, like,
ridiculous amounts of good-looking ass.
Average NFL player is now younger than me, man. My life is over.
I never even thought about that.
Average anyone. Hell, the average anyone is your age. Give it another 2 years when you'll be filled with anger.
Yeah.
They tell a news story about a guy who looks like he's 40 and could beat your rectum through your teeth, and the guy's, like, 23 when you click on the link. Oh, it's disturbing. So anyhow, I figured for a bit, I got a friend, because I'm a ped, who's still in college, and she is just doing the usual, like what a kid is supposed to do in college, you know, goes away on spring break, that crap, but is also boozing it up right now, I think through 3 days straight of March Madness. And I know you're like, huh, how exotic.
Yeah.
But she is, I figured for a little bit of a bit, we could call her.
Sure.
And we'd my friend Ashley. The remember a couple weeks ago I showed you brunette and glasses? You're like, oh, she looks pretty good right there.
No.
Okay. But I figure we call
her. Oh, like in Pennsylvania or whatever?
Yes, that
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. So anyhow, I figure we'll give her a ring and the whole, it'll be a mock hot sideline reporter, but it'd just be a chick talking about how she's been loaded for 3 days. It could tank.
Wait, so
really.
We're going to pretend to be like real?
No, I'm just going to call her and get her to tell me about the games, what she remembers while she was drunk. It could tank horribly. It was just the whole, I want to just talk about CNN current events type crap the whole day, because it, dude, I was dicking off on CNN.com. There are some articles there. Please tell me you haven't kept up with the news the past few hours.
No, I haven't.
Okay, there are some gems.
Okay.
I mean, at least two where you're going to crap yourself.
Does it involve old people in any way?
At least one does. Nice. Naked old people.
Oh, jeez.
And another.
At a sports event?
No, in magazines.
I won't spoil it.
In magazines,
oh,
I'll hint at
gross.
It. Yes.
Speaking of which, did you see that, like, you know how they have the, well, there's the naked ads for PETA or whatever?
Yes.
But, like, Amy Winehouse doing, like, a naked ad for breast cancer awareness?
Yeah, I heard a little about that with, like, tapes over the knockers or something like that.
Unpleasant. I mean, not bad.
Unpleasant. Very understated. I like the way you handled that.
Well, no, because, like, at first I thought she was repulsive, like most people.
She is.
Then I kind of thought she was hot. She looks okay with the beehive. It's when she lets her hair down. It's just like all rat's nesty.
I don't like Sarah Silverman, but I'm going to quote her when she says, how's it go? Is Amy Winehouse Jewish? Because if she isn't, someone needs to let her face know.
Sounds, I don't know. I guess the makeup kind of like takes away from the Hebrewness of her face.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. When she has normal hair, too, it's just like she looks so weird because
she
got like the beehive and
running
then,
an accounting firm.
The Cleopatra makeup, but
yeah, no, man.
And
she
plus, now she has like some skin disease that's eating her face.
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen that like
no
recent pictures of her with like all this ointment and stuff on. She has like some skin infection.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, and the good. Well, okay.
At least they're finally using the headphones.
The class
like.
Is in headphones now. My rage is curtailed, I suppose.
But
now,
how does a goddamn radio station only have like four pairs of headphones?
Oh, four pairs between two stations that require
at least seven
overall.
Yeah, I see seven microphones.
Yeah. And that's another thing that really pisses me off. They
have three mics?
Yeah, they get three plus the DJ mic. We get two plus the DJ mic. Like, I wouldn't want another hired gun in here for the hell of it.
Well, what does that station go out to?
They go out on, they're called RLD, it's the foreign station, it's just, like, foreign music and Al Jazeera.
Proof they're taking over.
Terrorist talk.
They have more mics and more headphones than we do.
Exactly, man. The white male's getting it. But yeah,
being
I figured
outnumbered in all ways. Numbers of babies born, numbers of headphones.
I figure we'd give a call and you won't even be able to hear crap because of no headphones.
Yeah, you're right.
Which will be magical. Maybe it'll go out on the air too. I don't know. Over the monitors.
Oh, the monitor's actually on?
Yes, I'm keeping them at a level where, I mean, honestly, you don't need them.
We can't hear ourselves.
Can you hear yourself now? See, I turned the monitor way down. I used to have it up so you could hear yourself.
Like a little bit, kind of.
Can you hear this a little more?
Hello?
Because
no, I guess like there's absolutely no delay.
Nah, we can. No, there isn't any. We can just hear each other over the console.
Yeah, no, I was just talking for the phone call. I'm fine just doing like talking to you.
Okay, yeah, I'll crank it up. I doubt you're going to get it.
Yeah, if you want to talk to the drunken hoe. Or you can put it on speaker. Can you put it on speaker and have her go like through the line too?
We'll find out.
I'll just yell.
Yeah.
Odds are I'll probably just get the bitch's voicemail anyway.
Yeah.
And this will be a moot point.
No, this will be the world's shortest bit. Okay, phone malfunction.
God doesn't want you to do it.
Why are you jinxing me, bro?
God. God does not want her to live.
What is that again?
Anchorman, where Christina Applegate falls in the bear cage.
Pit, yeah. And then, what's his face?
The dude from Friends, Brian Fantana. He's like, I know this sounds harsh, Sean, but God does not want her to live.
Alright, let's see if we can get this rolling. Let's see if we can get this retarded pony sprinting. God damn it.
Oh.
I'm going to take one more. No. Nah, give me one more shot. I don't like it when equipment is the master of me. God damn it.
Go for it. No, I get pissed as hell when like computers malfunction or anything like that. It's like you pay for the goddamn thing. What else you could do is
yeah,
work.
Man. And I guarantee this is going
to... Still not working?
Still not
talking. She's out of area. Are you dialing one?
Yes. I am going to text her if she wants to call in. A call in 703-560-TALK.
There we go. That's the spirit that beat the Germans.
The quote is spirit that beat the Japanese. Yeah. Always Sunny. But good pull anyhow.
I was making that up.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. No, that's from Max says it. He's like,
no,
there
I figure
you
that's
go,
like
Frank. That's the spirit that beat the Japanese.
No, I'm sure that's like a pretty common saying. Or beat the British, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Calling it ain't working, and text gets sent. And she's going to call in, and the mics will die, and God will spit upon me anew.
So what school does she go to?
Indiana University of Pennsylvania. One of those weird things where it's the
it's
name
a
of
a city from something else.
I hate that. What do you have? Kansas City, Missouri?
Well, that's actually split. That's the weird thing.
That's halvesies. And there's another... You know what? There's a dirty toilet southern city that's the same way. Bristol. Like, you know how we have Bristow, which is right in our backyard?
And then, no, there's Bristol. It's near Harrisonburg or whatever.
No, Bristol is like Tennessee border, and there's a Nasky track there. There's a race there a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And that's literally split on the border, too. Because it threw me. They're like, Bristol TN, and I'm like, what the hell? I know Bristol VA. Well, lo and behold. And
wait.
There ends the most boring story ever told on
well,
air.
No, I'm actually intrigued. You're saying it's the same city as the one in Virginia? Tennessee doesn't touch Virginia.
I thought it did. Right at the bottom. Are we having like a tart-off? Is this an indictment of the...
Look at the map. I don't think Tennessee touches Virginia.
I swear to God it does.
No, man. It's Kentucky, man.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
And plus Bristol, Virginia, because Allison's mom just moved there. It's like... I used to pass it on the way to JMU.
No, there's one that's like so far beyond anywhere we've ever driven in VA. Like 81, even to Tech, there's like 3 hours left on 81 in VA, man.
That's true, like the tip or whatever. But so, I mean, it could be another Bristol in Virginia.
All right, I'm typing in Bristol, VA.
Okay. God, what was I going to say, but... No, I don't think Tennessee touches Virginia at all. It's West Virginia and Kentucky.
Nah, it touches a corner, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's another Bristol, huh?
Yeah, good stuff.
But maybe, no, St. Louis doesn't do that too, but...
Oh, yeah, what is that? That's just split over a river, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and then there's other cities, like, you know, you associate, like, there's Richmond and a whole bunch of other states. There's Albany and other states. There are two Portlands, but...
Hold on, I'm intrigued by what's going on in the studio. Someone's downloading something.
No, I'm not downloading something.
I
just gotta
double-check PJ here. Oh, okay. Someone's looking up the automation. But let me start to boot up the cavalcade of just disappointing stories that will blow your mind.
All right.
The wonder of dead air.
What were you looking for?
Okay. Well, the first one, this is just me dicking off on CNN.com earlier today.
Right.
The first is a cornflake that resembles the state of Illinois, sold for how much on eBay? We'll give you an over under of 700.
I'm guessing over.
Quite.
Jeez, $5,000?
$1,350.
$1,350 for a kernel of corn?
Come over here, man. Tell me
a
if it even looks
like a dried kernel of corn or a cooked kernel of corn?
No, a corn flake.
Oh, literally, corn flake. All
yeah,
right.
Literally from a box.
How are they going to ship it without being smashed?
Does it even look like it to you? It looks like any other damn corn flake.
Barely. That is ridiculous.
I know.
Not enough. Holy Christ. Did they interview the jackass who paid for it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. First of all, sold by two people in Virginia. Doing our state proud. Probably from Bristol. And
is the person who bought it actually live in Illinois?
The winner of the auction, which lasted more than a week, is the owner of a trivia website who wants to add the cornflake to a traveling museum.
What a wonderful attraction. That
will never.
That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Buy like a one-legged midget. That's how you get people into any kind of freak show.
Yeah, for those who can't see the flake and are listening.
Yeah,
it
and
barely, resembles the approximate shape of the state of Illinois. John said, if you dug through enough cornflakes, you could find.
I could give you 10 in one box, one Costco-sized box that looked more like Illinois. And have better shapes to begin with.
13. If someone paid like
this
$10,
like
that'd be ridiculous enough.
Yeah.
$13.50.
No, this sounds like a challenge, too, to get you to look it up. I mean, really save the 30 seconds of your life that it would take you to Google
Illinois
cornflake. And do not do it. It's right next to a dime for sense of scale or, I don't know, maybe because Honest Abe's out of there.
Were we supposed to, like...
Christ, that's not even Honest Abe on a dime. What am I, freaking retarded?
Andrew Jackson? I don't know.
Could be FDR from the looks of things. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Perhaps Jefferson.
We don't know our geography. We don't know our states. We don't know the coinage.
Public education done us good.
Pretty big indictment of the system right here. But yeah, so this BS cornflake, I mean,
I guess that's only news because people are like, wow, that guy's retarded.
Yeah, people are shocked. eBay always gets its name. It always pisses me off. eBay gets its name in the news on the back of like a freak auction every 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that much from it. I thought it was kind of going down the tubes.
Well, it is because Amazon's just straight up better product and doing its thing.
I thought Craigslist might too because you don't have to pay for it.
I mean, I have a personal vendetta against eBay. They can blow me.
Because they screwed you out of money?
They've screwed me twice on money.
How much?
One time I was screwed out of $180, and another
time... When you say $180, you mean $180?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not that cheap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Back when I was extra cool...
That's nothing to sneeze at, man. No. I'd be pissed, too.
No, back when I was just the Mac, and I was selling online magic cards right. or whatever, I sold, like, one guy from Philippines or God knows where, like, a stolen credit card.
Guam,
yeah, I don't know, Yemen, some toilet. Anyhow, he buys as many goods as he can afford on a stolen card.
Right.
They fail to verify the card.
Uh-huh.
I get paid, cash that money out a week later after I've given the digital objects over. For those, like, not aware, it's a stupid online card game. There's nothing
physical.
It's not
real.
Right. It's not real at all. I essentially gave him a picture over the internet.
Right.
So... Long story short, they're like, yeah, you owe us $180. I'm like, the hell? Why didn't you verify this? They yank it out of
your
account.
Escrow or whatever.
It goes to collections eventually.
Jesus!
So my credit gets banged for it.
But you never ended up paying?
Oh, no. I ended up paying.
God damn, dude. I would... Oh, man. I thought...
Hold on, we can now talk about the guy who wandered in the studio randomly for like 5 minutes. In case you wondered why all momentum suddenly died like a dog that got piled on by an 18-wheeler.
It's not because we're talentless.
Yeah.
Some weird dude came in.
Dude, I could have been Tony Kornheiser. I don't know. Looked a little like him. Looked like the big TK. But he kind of just wandered in and was...
Made himself at home, like...
Really did.
Right next
really just chilled out, man. Did his damn thing. I kind of got to applaud his balls, but at the same time, I'm the one who suffered as a result of his stones. And so, yeah. But TK came around, dicked with the computer, downloaded something apparently. I tried to have an on-air talk, but he was having none of that. And I felt a little
bit... all business.
He was all... TK was all business, man. He was doing the damn thing. So, good for you, TK. You're now... He gave a nice little wave with a plum as he exited the studio.
That's like someone waving at you when they, like, cut you off. Yeah. As if that makes it okay.
Sorry, I screwed you over.
It's an acknowledge. Yeah, I'm an a-hole.
Here's... Yeah, exactly. The I'm an a-hole wave. F you. Look at my middle finger. End of bad Santa style.
Even though
style.
It's surrounded by three others.
Yeah.
Three between the lines.
Pretty much. So, yeah, we have a couple other effed up news items. I'm now...
Well, what else happened with the eBay? See, I see,
Oh, you mean... Okay, another time.
I would have talked to a lawyer, man. Seriously, like one of those... The ones, the SE ones you advertise on TV.
And Science
like,
and Kirk.
Yeah, who won't charge unless you get money.
That
eBay's got some deep pockets, and I mean, that's not right.
No, it's
or the escrow company or whatever. You know, it's someone's fault besides yours. You're not a damn, like,
I'm not
banker.
A credit vendor.
Yeah.
I don't care if Juan Paul Leopoldo, you know, screwed me out of cash. He screwed you out of cash, not me.
I'm going to fill with the murderous rage,
man. Oh, I tried
man.
To fight it, and then they sent, like, creditors after. So I said, screw it.
You know what? That's... Stuff like that makes me glad that people crash planes into our building.
Oh, we deserve it. Just shake it up a little bit.
Really, man, just the way companies just F the little guy. Like, bend him over and say, hey,
yeah, this whole country,
what are you going to do about it?
Dude, this country was built on slavery,
it's like
and now it's built on milking illegal immigrants.
No,
it's always effing something.
Yeah, no, the lower class.
That's the Tony Montana sample from Scarface. That's what capitalists yeah. get him getting effed. That's capitalism.
No, and seriously, right. It's like if you went to the doctor, it's like my doctor's bills. Like someone does nothing to me and they charge $700.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't tell you that at the time. You know, what am I going to do?
Oh,
I can't
no.
not pay it,
they're
can't
just,
negotiate
they're just
it.
Happy you're okay. Someone was like, yeah, it's not like they can refuse you treatment. I'm like, so if I'm run over and I'm paying $480,000 in bills the rest of my life, I might as well be dead. I don't care if I'm alive after that.
I don't know. I'm wondering how like illegal immigrants get out of it. Can you just be like, okay?
Why don't we knock next door?
Yeah.
Hey, pal. Hey, Esmeralda Villalobos.
Yeah, just pretend you're like a deaf, dumb mute.
Yeah.
Helen Keller, them.
Eh, no comprende.
Then, like, the first second, like, you're left alone in the room, just run like hell.
Yeah. Go but, for it. Who gives a crap?
What was the second amount you got effed for? What's the story that goes with that one?
I think that was... Maybe 80, no, a couple of bucks. Not too many in the end, but I sold two phones for a friend.
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember those.
Yeah. And some bitch we sold the phone to was like, there's a little hidden tag inside that indicates water damage, and this was water damage, and I'm not going to pay for it. The phone bounces around back and forth, and somehow, again...
Wait, you didn't get the money first?
No, I got the phone sent to me. It was sent back, and then they're like, okay, pay us the money. And I'm like, no, screw you. You owe me. And again...
Well, I'm confused, though. How come you... You sold the phones, right?
I sold the phones.
Okay, so...
Bitch buying water-damaged phone, which worked fine.
But wouldn't she pay you before you mailed them out to her?
She did. Via PayPal. You don't understand. PayPal can just suck money right
out
of your account.
I wouldn't know.
Plugged in.
The mother effer's got to send checks, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I run it from now on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I kind of just
still
gave
use.
The bird to eBay. I've never
okay.
used them since.
My no, I used to do that
down.
All the time, like selling amps and guitars and stuff online on Craigslist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I'd never, ever trust anybody.
Hold
that
on.
Applies to relationships and everything else in life.
All right, we did the cornflake. Would you like to hear about a naked old woman, disabled pregnant woman, or dirty old World of Warcraft next?
Was the WoW like have to do with its pathetic users?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, no. Oh, you mean like a freak show? Like one of them had bed sores and crapped himself?
Yeah, and like lost custody of their kids.
No, no.
Let's go to the naked old people. I don't know.
Naked old people. And before we do that, let me attempt one more call out. Because Big Chief Tony Kornheiser was trying to use the phone. Maybe it's just broken for everyone.
Wow, he's even trying to make a call during a
oh, yeah.
show.
No,
I didn't even see that.
His mother effer wasn't making a sandwich.
That's what I was going to say. Like, he's making a goddamn sandwich.
Kick your friggin' feet up, pal.
Like, that was exactly the thing I was going to use as an example.
All right. Already screwed it up.
We're sorry. Your call.
Stop it. Stop talking.
Like the pimp.
Will you please try your call again? Like,
sit down, have an egg roll.
What is that?
Remember, like, when he offers, what's his name, Christian Slater? Like, he's eating Chinese food.
Oh, true.
He's just like, yeah, sit down, have an egg roll. So, no, thank you. If you had done that, I would have said this mother effer's
crazy. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Alright, so.
Strike two.
Yeah, effer. Some naked prunes.
Oh, the naked prunes are sad, man.
That's does it show a picture of them?
No, it shows a tasteful. Yeah. Screw this phone.
Yeah, the hell with it, man.
I am pissed.
Let's call her a dirty C.
Oh, she's a sweet girl. Well, we're going to dwell on her not sweet kind of drunken debauchery crap. Because already when I text her, she's like, well, you know, I don't know if you want me on the air. I am hoarse. I'm guessing hoarse means she's already been partying a few days. So.
S and some D's.
No. But at the very least, maybe some smoke and some drink. Yeah. So I think it would have been a fun bit. We would have shaken her out of bed at 4 p.m. She'd be like, what's going on? And then
effer.
Another day. I think the tournament extends another week anyhow. So, let's get to the naked old bitches.
All right. Oh, it's all women.
Oh, it's one famous naked old bitch.
No clue.
Rumors are she might be part man.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes. God, you were quick on that one. Well, applause.
That's like
well,
the
applause.
Only famous
tranny tran. Jamie Lee takes shirt off for magazine. Oh, God.
Does it sound like she's done that a million times and whatever?
I'll have you over in Halloween. A minute to look at the cover and get sad. She was never naked in Halloween.
Really?
No, she's first naked in Trading Places, and I'm sorry. What a banging bod on her back
No,
on
she's
there.
Got some big tatas, man. She's They're good in True insane. Lies, too.
Even exactly, you beat me to the punch, man. Two heads, one brain. Friggin' even in True Lies, piece of ass. But somewhere along the line, the wheels fell off.
Oh, yeah. What is she now, like 55?
She is over 50 because she is naked for the cover of AARP magazine, American Association of Retired People.
Let me see this.
Pile on over, bro. Feast your eyes, to quote Kingpin. Come on. Just look at that, like...
Well, just, I mean, because she hasn't dyed her hair, it's
It's gray, which is disturbing, and it's kind of short, which I've... I mean, she's always naked with short hair. In fact, the longest it's ever
she's
been is True Lies.
Short hair, yeah.
Well, she...
No, I mean, she does kind of look like... What's a dude on CNN?
Oh,
with the blue eyes.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she does look a little like the big AC.
No, I mean, she don't look bad. Like,
no, she's holding together. I mean, if
you're... For a 55-year-old or whatever, you
it's
know,
just troubling, man, because it's like, you know, thus the way of all flesh. It just... Ah, I can literally yesterday I was watching Trading Places.
Oh, dirty fart.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're the only two people in the studio and it's tiny. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, that does not smell
you
good.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Eating nothing but protein, nothing but milk and chicken. It's the milk.
Because you're an emotional fucking cripple.
Considering
your
I've drank about a gallon of milk in the past
You're talking
day.
Over a bad Santa sample now. Oh. Calling you an emotional cripple and saying your soul is dog ass.
Which, this is true.
Yes.
That's why I had that written out on my MySpace profile.
I remember that. That was
time.
A great fool. No, you had the floating, such a piece of ass, you're floating your liver on
No,
booth.
I had both of
you
them.
You had both
one
of them.
One was the headline and one was like the about
right.
me.
So, yeah, man, it was just disappointing because I saw Trading Places, a chunk of it last night.
Is that the Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah, with Dan Aykroyd.
That's one of those movies I've only seen, like, chunks of a million times.
You got to sit through it. I would have to say his best ever.
That's one of the things, like, you know, when I watch HBO or whatever, like, 2 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I will never, ever sit through an 80s movie. Like,
really?
90s on, I'm okay with. Like, just the 80s are so fake and just so 80s.
For me, it has to be minimum.
It goes
of
hand
three
in
stars.
Hand with the music. It's just so
God,
fake.
You're making me, I would kill right now to have the soundtrack to Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield flick. That just jumps out at me. As
Was
the
it like
quintessential
cars and stuff?
80s flick. No, it's literally some piece of S band from, you know, Sunset. Not like a Motley Crue looking Sunset band, but just junky trying
like
to make it.
It's like the band you'd see like playing at a dance scene in one of
exactly.
these movies.
Like,
right.
I'm going back to school, you know, something like that. Just banged it out for the damn soundtrack. Horrible, uninspired. God, good movie, though.
It's a gross decade. Yeah, that I've seen.
I didn't know this.
Maybe not all the way through.
Wait a minute. So what do you, like, you hate all 80s movies or just the junky ones or what?
God, I'm trying. No, I mean, like, because Predator is 80s, right?
Predator, yeah, is 87, man.
No, I like that. I'm but that doesn't more like comedies.
That's so high budget. That looks like it could have been filmed a day. Like, the quality of Predator's filming.
Because
is
it's
nuts.
Actually filmed in reality.
Yeah,
and not
exactly.
The digital world. But. No, maybe 80s. Name, like, the funniest 80s comedies you think. Like, just.
Huh. Well, I'm going to name Breakfast Club.
Bill Murray's Meatballs.
Meatballs, no. I'm going to name Breakfast Club.
I've seen that, and again, it's funny, but it's not. It doesn't compare to other stuff. It's not that funny.
Well, I don't know if it's ha-ha funny.
Because, see, like, stuff like Animal House, I think, is funny.
Okay, so just 80s comedies.
Wait, like, isn't Animal House actually 80?
No, Animal House is 76.
Oh,
77,
wow.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
Because Belushi had to be famous by that point.
When did he bite it? Like, 81, 83?
83, I'm going to say. Okay. Yeah. So, God, 80s comedies that are good, like quintessential 80s comedies. Back to School. I'll go with Back to School.
That's not that funny. And like, is Caddyshack an 80s movie?
Oh, God, yeah.
And that, I never thought it was that funny.
Wow, we have tapped into something here.
Yeah.
God damn, 80s comedies.
What are like the dirtiest ones? Like, because even...
Okay, Coming to America. Eddie Murphy.
I don't think that's that funny.
Wow.
See, like, I guess...
Is it because you grew cause up?
Stuff, no, I think it's, like, so segregated. That stuff's so white and clean. Like, you know, looking back, like, something I think, like, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yeah.
That's, like, infinitely more funny than any of those things, if nothing else, because they just drop the F-bomb left and right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, dude, segregation is, like, I mean, hell, to this day, it's still alive.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking about that. It's, like... There really was, like, a separate black and white culture until, like, early 90s. Like, it all kind of came in with Clinton.
Well, no, I heard that.
Because remember, that was, like, when... I was also thinking, like, when PC kind of became mandatory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mid-90s, I'd say.
Early 94, maybe.
93, yeah, somewhere in there. It started... OJ was a big one. That's when we lost the N-word on air.
Oh, yeah.
I remember because Howard Stern used to openly say it.
Well, I thought he always said it just because of Robin.
He dropped it by the end of it. And it was really sad because he made a whole huge deal on CNN, or not CNN, but he was making fun of CNN, how they would say the N-word.
Oh.
And he's like, pretty soon, we're not even going to be able to hear the word on air. And then he does a bit. And I'm quoting Howard Stern. This isn't me saying it. He's like, there's going to be a hotline where it's like, press 1 to hear the word nigger said vehemently. You know, press 2 to hear it said quietly.
And then I forgot
within,
that.
Yeah, within a few years, he was just saying the N-word too, man. He was beat down.
Oh, no, I mean, he'd say it sometimes, but... Yeah, I guess I didn't know he was like saying it left and right during OJ because I wasn't listening back then.
Well, he was just quoting it. It wasn't like he was calling OJ one or something.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying, but yeah, again, I guess because he can say like his co-host is black, so it's kind of like insurance.
Yeah, I've missed Leo.
We can
on this
say
show.
It, yeah, because we have Leo here.
Where is the bastard? He was in the studio within 15 minutes, so I got away with what I just said.
Yeah, he's technically part of the show. So
yeah, he's here in
part
spirit.
Part of the cast.
But yeah, man, I did not know you felt that. Now I'm gonna have to dig up some like quintessential '80s crap. I know what you mean. It's cheesy in that.
Like, I think it's like really mainstream. There wasn't. God, are there any underground '80s movies? Like, is there such a thing?
Like snuff films. I mean,
yeah, right? Just like really low budget crap. But again, they're not usually comedies.
God, I was not aware of this, man.
Like, Bill Murray.
What are you clicking away on?
This film cap still.
Holy crap, we have a caller. Let's see.
Is The Jerk an 80s movie? Even though I haven't
Jerk
seen
it. Jerk is probably like 70. All right,
you know what? I can think of one. Again, it's not that funny.
Hello.
Boy, I sure wish I could hear this call.
Hello, caller.
It sounds like you can't either.
Caller.
Phones are probably
Hello.
Staffed, man.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Hello.
Ah! Mom, hello, anybody? Yeah, ha, 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 ha. Anyone hear me? Anything?
I can't hear you on the phone, but I just wanted to say, what about Arthur?
Arthur. Okay.
I've never seen all of it, but...
Arthur's good. Arthur's witty as balls.
Funny. No, the one I was going to say, and even this isn't that funny, is the first...
I'm going to hang up because I can't
Chase.
Hear you.
Chevy Chase.
Sorry, Mom, I can't hear you, so I don't know when I'm talking over you or not. was it? The Griswolds, what's it called?
Vacation. Just standard Vacation.
Is this called Vacation?
It's called Vacation.
I don't know that.
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Okay, National Lampoon's Vacation.
And then Christmas Vacation. The first one's blue.
Pretty funny.
Okay, so you give the... Yeah, let's go down.
Kind of sad that Chevy Chase will think it's like starring in the funniest movie.
Yeah, dude, you gotta aim higher than that, because Chevy Chase just blows.
Really? It's like in that, I mean, he's kind of like the good straight man,
you
or
know,
whatever.
I think what I hate about Chevy Chase is I've heard he thinks his S doesn't stink, and literally everyone on the SNL cast hates him and thinks he's the biggest D-bag of all time.
No, he seems like an a-hole.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that makes him like a good straight man again. I think he's really good in Dirty Work, too. Like, you forget that.
Yeah, no, I'll give him a nod for Dirty Work. But who is it? It's not Jack Palance. That's Curly's Gold. It's, God, what was his name? John or Jack? Or what the hell was the dad?
The guy in, just going to say Problem Child. You know what? Problem Child might be the funniest movie of the 80s. Problem Child 2? Okay, so only the first one?
I think the first one's going to skirt the 80s thing.
You're right. The second one's probably 90s.
Yeah, man. Oh, it had to be.
92. Yeah, 90. All right, so far we'll go with Problem Child 1.
Jesus Christ, Problem Child.
That is a good movie. You know, I've seen those on cable recently. Mm-hmm. You forget, man. It's just like there's certain things about that they wouldn't do in movies today. Like a little kid calling someone a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like little things like that, or people drinking piss. You wouldn't see that in a mainstream comedy these days.
You're right.
And it's kind of weird because, like.
Well, no. Wait, American Pie had someone drinking jizz out of a cup, though.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
So piss, I think, would sneak in. But it'd have to be in a saucier movie because Problem Child was like PG-13.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. That was more or less like a family movie. Still, again, it's not going to be like some R-rated thing.
No, the F-ups like us, we treated it like a family movie. Wait, yeah. Man.
Maybe that's the thing. Like, there weren't any R comedies in the 80s, whereas, like, now. More or less any funny movie is.
Hold on. Another stab at a caller.
Could she even hear you the last time?
Who, Mom? No. Yeah. Yellow.
I'm sure this is her again.
Speak, caller. Anyone who's listening. God damn it, what happened to the phones? You've got to be kidding me.
Give it up. Admit defeat.
I'm not going to admit defeat. In fact, I'm going to text the Chica and say, just call in and say hi. And no one will hear her. I'm saying just call in, say hi, and stuff. And we're getting another call.
UHF's okay, but again, I don't think it's like that great.
And already, the phone died.
Yeah, dude, just forget it.
This is like playing with a scab. I can't help myself.
F it, man. Seriously.
We can't.
It ain't going to
work. You, but I'll... laugh. There.
Right.
That's the extent of it. I'll give up after that. We're just killing time until Squire gets here.
Dirty fart.
God, why? Why?
Can you even smell these?
One day. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Well,
and I do have to exit that way eventually.
At least not today.
No, not today. So far, they've been disgusting, but they're... But what's going to happen? You're trapping them under your ass, like pinned to the chair. And then
so you won't smell them until we leave.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to pass through when we leave. I'm going to go right through the minefield.
Well, no, just enjoy the feeling that dude's going to be sitting here for 2 hours. Whoever's calling, just stop it. We can't hear it.
It might be Ashley. Let me see if I can get her on. Yellow. Say something. Anybody, call her. Yellow.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Matt? Okay, now it's become funny to me because no one can hear a damn thing.
Yeah, the hell with it.
Yeah, I'm retiring the phones.
All right, good. yeah, so, God, that's about all I can think of for funny 80s movies, man.
Well, I'm going to go through a list, man, especially when I'm making that damn soundboard. I'm going to rub it in your face. I'll dig up something.
There's nothing, like, as funny as stuff like... You know, Bad Santa, for example, or Office Space. I mean,
well,
just...
comedy's timely. Like, comedy's time-sensitive, man. It really
dwells... That's true. This is all the pre-Seinfeld era. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hey. Do your Gilbert doing Seinfeld.
I mean, hey. Christ, what is this?
Don't worry about it. No. I wanted to give one more
little
article.
Little boy.
Yeah, little boy. No,
walks up to his mother and says, "Where do babies come from?" the baby, 5 years old. Where do babies come from? The mother says, they come from a stork. The little baby goes, oh yeah, who F's the stork?
Ta-da!
Almost let that slip because I was in character. You attack me, you attack Roseanne Barr. You can attack me, but don't attack Roseanne Barr. Jay Leno and I stay up at night thinking of ways to attack people who are not easy to attack. Well, I mean, hey.
I just got a text from Matt. He's saying used cars, Amazon women on the moon, and Repo Man. Those might
way to make sense.
Yeah, that sounds like someone is about to piss themselves.
String together,
mumbling into the urinal. But here is my other, probably this is my headline winner of the week. Since you weren't as traumatized as I'd want you to be by Jamie Lee's old tatas. And
nah,
for the record,
like
would
bitches.
You ever bang Jamie Lee?
Yeah,
knowing she's a man.
I'd probably do it now if her cans are still intact.
This is why we're brothers. Gotta say, I'd probably go for
it. Oh, God, speaking of which, I have a story for you.
Okay.
I was at the gym yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing crunches, you know, on, like, the yoga mats or whatever in the corner.
Yes.
How it's next to, like, the stair machine or whatever. That's at
the end of
all those treadmills.
Yes. They haven't changed the layout in 3 years?
No. I think it's exactly the same as when you left.
Nice.
That Dennis the Menace guy said, what's up?
Damn it, tell him I always say hi.
Anyway,
Dennis the Menace, by the way, is a blonde-haired guy who lives there.
And lives there, quite possibly.
Pretty much. And literally, if Dennis the Menace kind of lost his hair and wore a baseball cap and worked out in a cut-off NASCAR shirt, that he would be this man. I still don't know his name. Nice dude, though.
Me neither. But yeah, like,
we'll
he's
like
the only
Ryan.
Person I talk to.
He looks like a Ryan.
Okay, but anyway, like, all right, so you remember that Beavis and Butthead when they're in Burger World and they talk about how it's like, cool when you can check out chicks' reflections.
Yes.
So that way they don't know you're checking them out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm doing the yoga, or I'm doing crunches, and this chick's on the Stairmaster, and I look at her reflection.
Hold on, well, theater of the mind, describe said
the
woman.
The reflection of her ass. Okay. Well, this is the funny part. I mean, I guess she looked like milfish. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know, like 30 to 40, kind of like dirty blonde hair, glasses, skinny-ish, okay rack. I mean, it looked kind of droopy. It was pretty big.
Okay.
But, like, she just looked like she had, like, the most amazing ass. Like, it put, like, 20-year-olds to shame. No. Like, really, just, like,
I've heard legends
stuffed.
Of old ass. Gavin, the old roommate, would tell tales of his boss's butterface wife, who was 50, and
it was really weird. She had, like, the effing, like, Kim Kardashian. Maybe a bit smaller, but, I mean, it's really, it looked, like, firm, you know?
Yeah, just
and yeah, because no, it's really small, but just looked tight as hell.
Not bad. So you got a feast for the senses?
Yeah. So I was like looking at her ass, like in the reflection of the window
like
or whatever.
Like a true pimp.
But what was funny was, like I said, I thought she was like 30 or 40.
Mm-hmm.
I walked by her later. The bitch had to be like 50 or 60. Like her face looked like a goddamn crypt keeper.
Catcher's mitt.
Seriously, man. There's no way she could have been below 50.
Good for her,
but,
man.
Yeah.
Holding the damn thing together, holding the fort.
No, and then I was thinking maybe the reason it looked so good is because it was actually like really skinny and decrepit, and she was wearing a diaper. And that just packed it in. Even though I know that's not actually the case.
You never know.
No, man. If you're wearing a diaper, how the hell are you going to be on the Stairmaster?
Like, comfortably now that you have a diaper on.
No, because you hear...
Creak.
Right, yeah, so no. I don't, plus her pants were tight as hell. That's how I could tell all this.
I don't know.
So I didn't see
man.
Any, like, diety lumps in there.
Well, now you throw in the whole...
No, you
sullied the whole experience.
No, because she's wearing, like, tight-ass pants. That's how I could tell. And you could see the, like, you know, the distance from her belly.
Maybe they're thong-cut diapers.
Thong diapers.
I don't know.
But no. So, no, it was not. Plus, women that age still have control of their functions, let's hope. And the ones who don't, I don't
some
think
don't.
Will work out.
I've heard disaster stories about chicks who've had kids, man. And they every time they sneeze or laugh, a little tinky tink comes out.
I never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. It bangs up your organs something bad.
I know, like, a lot of, it's pretty common when chicks have kids. Like, their taint rips open.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, having sex with Dikembe Mutombo or something.
Just one big septic hole.
Oh, God. But, damn. Yeah, I've heard.
No, I don't think she's one of
the. And you got to get it all stapled back together.
Yeah, they stitch it together.
And hopefully they put in a little extra for daddy. The daddy stitch. As they call it.
Yeah.
Well, crap. Let's go out on a high note with our ripped taint.
Well, did you want to read the article? Or?
Nah, man. We got a squire outside, so I say we do our bail thing.
All right.
Will, always a pleasure, sir.
Had fun.
And again, if you want to listen to the archives, myspace.com/JPAPAGEO and www.dirtytissuesplural.com is back in business. Please remember the S. All right, and take care, everyone.
Hey, kids, why sit in front of the TV when you can be on the radio?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, my. Do I sound like that?
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.